Mike Wobshaw back with you at Vikings minicamp, joined by special guest Kevin Seifert, an ESPN.com NFC North blogger, has his finger on the pulse of the division. You're here observing the Vikings. I assume we have one of the later minicamps, so I assume you've seen the other teams in the division. What do you think about this one?
Well, this one is the last one. The other three teams have had their minicamps in the past 2 weeks, and they're all done for the year. I guess the Vikings had one week pushback, but this the best thing about this is the weather. You know, I hate to say it, but in the NFC North, it matters. And I was at the Packers 2 weeks ago. They were inside the whole time. I believe the Bears and Lions got out a little bit, but obviously the later you go in this part of the country, the better off it is. It's been a great 2 days outside to get some good work.
You know, well, I'm going to ask you about Christian in a little bit, but because that's what everyone talks about when they come and watch the Vikings, right? But some other parts of this team that you think are working well right now, what's going well for the Vikings heading into 2013?
Well, I mean, the first thing that jumps out and another thing people ask about that is Cordarrelle Patterson. Patterson, and he surprised me. I think the big thing is just how big he is. You know, usually you see receivers coming out of college, especially when they're early, they're being real thin and need a year or two to bulk up, and he's pretty bulky already, and he can obviously run, and so he's definitely jumped off the field. It's the perfect position and situation for him to jump off when there's no pads and there's no contact and you're just running and you don't have to worry about getting hit. So that's certainly, he certainly jumped off the table, and that's been a guy that I've noticed right away.
You've seen a lot of good offensive lines that the Vikings have trotted out onto the field. Well, we have a good one right now. We're bringing all five starters back from last year. Do you think that's going to be a positive influence on this team?
Well, that's huge, and I know they'll get John Sullivan back. You know, he hasn't been able to work during the offseason, but they'll get him back when training camp starts. And being around some of the other divisions, the other teams in this division, the Lions are going to have three new starters. They're having a big transition. The Packers flipped their entire line from the right side guys are now on the left, and the left side guys on the right, and so there's a lot of transition there. The Bears are going to have at least two new starters, maybe three. So when you look at this division, the Vikings have by far the best continuity of the line, and that's always what anyone will tell you is the most important thing. So other than skill, and the important thing is you have good players there, but if you're playing together every practice and every week and every year, you've got a good chance of being that.
Of all the teams in the division, the Vikings have the least experienced quarterback, but we have a quarterback that we think is on the incline coming off a great end of the season last year. So where do you sit on Christian Ponder, and what are kind of some of the things that are swirling around him this time of the year as we get ready for training camp?
Yeah, I think it kind of caught up on some people when you looked at the end of last year, is that the last four games he had the second highest total quarterback rating of any quarterback in the NFL, and that was an underrated but very important part of why the Vikings finished 4-0 and made the playoffs. And people probably remember more the 86-yard days and the 75-yard days and that preceded that, but they wouldn't have made the playoffs had he not played that way, and it's too bad that he wasn't able to continue that in the postseason in Green Bay with the injury. But, you know, it's a new year that the Vikings signed Matt Cassel to be the backup, and that's created some national intrigue about whether he's truly here as a backup, and my take on that is the Vikings have given themselves a better option if Christian doesn't do the things that they think and hope he will do. Watching him out here, you know, seen a lot of good things and seen some passes that you probably wish he hadn't thrown, and so those are the ups and downs that I think over time they want to see level out. And, you know, in this type of environment, you really shouldn't be throwing too many bad passes, and I think that's the thing that they're hoping to see and will carry over into training camp. And if all goes well, Matt Cassel will be one of the best backups in the NFL.
And we'll see you down in Mankato training camp.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Thanks, Mike.